EU leaders set an end-of-year deadline today by which to complete the drafting of new rules to implement carbon emissions cuts across the 27-nation bloc. The Slovenian Prime Minister, whose country currently holds the presidency of the EU, said after a two-day summit that leaders agreed to a climate change timetable to ensure the EU stakes out a prominent role in international climate change talks. Spokesperson for the UN Environment Programme is Nick Nuttall. He says that EU leaders recognize that if tackled, climate change can provide a huge economic opportunity.
We're late on this one, and we spent 20 years debating the science about whether it was happening, whether it's not happening. I mean, the full stop was put behind last year with the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. And no, we have to really accelerate what we're doing, because all the science that is coming through again and again and again is exceedingly worrisome. But at the same time, I mean, you know, there also has been concerns in 2008 that, you know, the world is heading into recession, and there has been concerns that this might take people's eyes off the ball in terms of climate change. But that appears not to be happening, which is a very positive thing. And indeed, maybe countries now have got the message quite clearly that, you know, you can go through boom and bust cycles, but the bust cycle that will come if we don't deal with climate change will be absolutely nothing to the ones that we've known during the 20th century and the early 21st century. So, I mean, I think the message that climate change is an economic disaster waiting to happen, but also a huge economic opportunity if we do something about it, is apparently in the minds of the world's leaders. And it seems the recession issue and the recession debate has not impacted on their enthusiasm to try and move forward on climate change.